Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, where we celebrate the joy in just being you. I'm Natasha, your certified sex and intimacy coach and clinical sexologist. Just call me your guide to unlocking pleasure. With years of experience in helping individuals embrace pleasure beyond sex, I'm here to empower you to rediscover the beauty of pleasure in every aspect of life. So settle in, relax, and get ready to savor the wisdom and insights we're about to drop. This is your space to be present, learn, and enjoy the show. Hello, and welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am your host, Natasha, your personal intimacy coach, clinical sexologist, all the things. One day we're going to go through all the things that I actually do, but that's not for this episode. If you are a new listener, hey, I am so excited to have you here. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to me. And if you are an OG, welcome back. Welcome back. So in this episode, I want to take you through a journey. So I've laid the foundation for you, right? So we've talked about me. We've talked about how I show up for you. And the foundational ways that I show up for you as far as taking you through my unapologetic release map framework. And now I really want you to see the journey that you take to get to the other side of pleasure. Now, this is just pleasure in every area, right? This is pleasure with your money, pleasure in your relationship, with family, with your job, sexual. Any type of pleasure that you want that you are not having right now, you're going to have to go through this journey. And also, you are going to have to go through this journey more than once. I have had multiple clients in the last week or two who have transitioned to a new situation, a new environment, just a new state of being. And they are going through the exact same thing that they were going through, say, maybe when we first met. And all of a sudden, it's like they lose all of their skills. They just freak out and they're like, oh my God, this is hard. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And I get to remind them, hey, boo, we've done this before. We've done this exact same thing, just in a different situation. So now what you get to do is do it all over again. So for instance, I have a client that I was working with, and really what it is her getting back into her body, getting back into her relationship, just finding a new set of norms for herself and what she wants in this phase of her life. Now we have been working on it. She's reading books. She's having conversations with her partner. She is asking the awareness questions that are necessary to really dig deeper than the surface level answers. And she's been doing very well. She's like, oh my gosh, I can see it. Well, she had a transition in job. So not only does she have a transition in job, but she's also transitioning as far as weight loss and her health. And she's been doing a lot. So there was a moment of transition. Now during the transition, there's a lot of adrenaline. Like, we're just excited. Oh, change. We got to go. We got to get this thing done. And then after that, when you're in the thick of what the transition was and that becomes your new norm, it's different. You are expected to show up differently because you're in a different situation. But that does not mean that you lose any of the skills and the techniques that you've gained along the way. So that's where we're at right now. And that's where I'm at with multiple clients. And it doesn't help that the season is changing and people are just getting more isolated and just more going within instead of without, if that made any sense. Anyway, so before we get into this journey, I do want to invite you to join me over at Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman XXX. So this is for you. If you're like, Natasha, I got the basic pleasure thing down. I need you to hit me up a notch. Like, I need a little bit more of the explicit. This is a bit PG-13 for me, and I'm ready for rated X. So if you are ready. Yeah, I was going to say rated R, but no, it's pretty rated X over there. So if you are just in a space of exploration sexually, you're wanting to understand your sensuality and your sexuality a little bit more, if you have questions and you're just ready to dive deep, owning pleasure as a Black woman, XXX, is exactly where you want to be. It is a Patreon. You will not be able to find the link because it is explicit. So if you are interested, you can go into the link in the show notes and join me over there. Once a month, you get a new position. We get to go through a toy review in the treasure chest, and you get about a 5-minute episode Monday through Friday about the things that you want to know about, but you're just not quite ready to ask. So join me over there when you're ready. Okay, so let's talk about this journey for you to encompass a life of pleasure. Now, these are things that you should already be doing. But because you carry the narratives of other people, because you might be a people pleaser still, there's a little tweaking that needs to happen. So let's start with step one. You can look at it as step one, or it's not linear, honestly. So I don't want to say step one because these aren't linear. You can start wherever you want to. Just know that at some point you're going to have to touch all of these. So there is the self-reflection and the awareness. You have to understand who you are. I'll say that again. You have to understand who you are. You have to know what it is that you believe. You have to be aware of your habits, the ones that are good and the ones that don't serve you. And you also have to recognize relationships that are good and that don't serve you. And you have to reflect on that. Why do I continue to stay in this space? Why do I continue to engage with these people? Why have I not gone after that dream? Why do I have this desire and I won't tell anybody about it? So you want to reflect on that. That's going to require you to be curious about yourself without judging whatever comes up. So once you've reflected and you have the awareness, you start creating boundaries that align with the things that you've decided that you want, so that it starts kind of isolating and kicking out the things that you don't want. So boundaries are set to protect you from people, but also to protect you from yourself. Because you will talk yourself into anything that you want to talk yourself into, even if it doesn't serve you. So once you create these boundaries, write these boundaries down, and also communicate them to people, this is going to lead you closer to your desires, to your dreams, to your pleasure. Whatever that pleasure is. Learning to say no is going to be very important, and we'll get to that, but just understand that the word no is going to be very important in this pleasure journey. Embracing vulnerability. As Black women, we really struggle with being vulnerable because then that busts the bubble of us being perfect and being able to do it all and show up for everything. So why would we let somebody know where our weak spots are? We don't want to, because it's a weakness. It's not a strength. Like it's not a strength to know that you can't do X, Y, and Z, right? Because we thrive off of being able to show up for any and everything. So when embracing vulnerability, you tap into people that you trust. Whether it's friends, whether it's family, whether it's a therapist, tapping into my therapist hat, that is a safe space for you to go and literally dump. I can't tell you how many times my clients, we get into session and they just, from the moment we start, it's just like blah, 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 blah. And they know that they're dumping, but they have been holding on to this for so long because there's nowhere else where they feel safe enough to drop it. But also know that they're not inconveniencing me. I tell them, you don't have to apologize for dumping. This space was created for you. Use it how you want to. So I need you to understand that in this pleasure journey, vulnerability is your friend. It is the magic key to you understanding yourself deeper, but also having deeper connections with other people. Because now we're not wearing a mask when we're with these people. And honestly, if you're not being authentic and 100% yourself with these people, are they really like part of your tribe? Like, are they really part of your system? Are they really part of your support? Because they don't know you. They know the you that you allow them to see. But is that a genuine relationship? Things to think on. Releasing toxic relationships. Now listen, you already know. There's somebody that's listening to this that already knows that there's a relationship that they need to let go. And that relationship probably should have been let go a long time ago. And it's not just intimate relationships with partners. There are family members. There are friends. But once you do the first part of becoming aware, those toxic relationships, those toxic people become so evident. It becomes so clear that people don't like you. I enjoy watching the videos on TikTok because I'm a TikTok person. I enjoy watching the videos where Black women are honest when they found out that their friend or best friend didn't really like them. And now that they're on the other side, they were like, man, the signs were there that they really didn't like me, but I didn't want to believe it. Because we've been friends for so long, or like the way I showed up for them, there's no way that I could believe that they didn't like me. It's a lot of people in your life that don't like you. Your partner might not even like you. What they like is what you provide for them. What they like is the energy that you pour into them. What they like is that you're a giver and you're going to give and give and give, even if you don't have it to give. And so they benefit from that. So when your self-awareness comes up and you start reflecting and you start shifting, they're going to be the first ones to be like, ooh, why are you acting so different? You're changing. And you've probably heard me talk about this before, but these are circumstances where it'll do you good to hear it more than once. So you have to have the courage to let go of these toxic relationships. You have to open up space to make room for healthier connections. Connections that are not just you giving, but also you being able to receive, which I think I did a podcast episode on that. I'll probably do another one though about being able to receive. Because you know we struggle with receiving. Because we always think that there's something on the other end of that, but we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Now, my favorite, I told you we were going to come to it, building a relationship with the word no. You have to learn how to say no from the pit of your stomach, from the pit of your soul. No. Do not waver. It needs to be confident and it needs to be unapologetic with a period, especially when it comes to things that do not align with what you value, what you desire, and what you see for yourself. Because this all goes back to awareness. Once you know how you want to show up, once you know what you want to do, once you know what you want to have, you can't be out here just doing everything because your time, your energy, and your money, those are going to be the ways, they're the key. That's the way. And those are the three things we always trying to give up to other people to keep them happy. To please them, people pleasers, because we don't want to hurt their feelings. We don't want them to be mad at us. So we give away our time, we give away our energy, and we give away our money. Saying no is a way of preserving your energy, your joy, your peace, your happiness. Now, the flip side of this is, you have to learn how to receive no as well. As much as you're giving out no as a full sentence, be able to take it and don't make it mean anything about you. Okay? Unlearning habits and beliefs. I do want to say 95 to 98% of the things that you walk around here believing and preaching on are borrowed. It's borrowed. And once you realize that it's borrowed and more than half of that shit doesn't serve you, it blows your mind. it blows your mind. It's so funny because my son said to me the other day, he was talking to his brother, and he was like, do you know that rules and laws are not the same thing? And he proceeded to tell his brother about how laws are things that can send you to jail and rules are things that you're just supposed to do so that you don't get in trouble. And I mean, I had to explain to him that even some laws don't benefit some of us. And, you know, we know that laws can be changed depending on who's in the situation. But when it comes to rules, those are borrowed stories. Borrowed stories. For instance, let's take the first one that comes to my mind is wearing white after Labor Day. Borrowed story. Because why? Why can't I wear white after Labor Day? Who said? Are we just gonna carry that around? No. That's a belief. That's a story that I choose not to take with me because it just doesn't make sense. I don't care where the story came from. And so once you start going through things of like, why am I doing this? Because you're on autopilot. But when you start paying attention to what you do, it's like, why do I do this? Why do I continue to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning when I hate it? I don't have to do it. And I am so much more of a pleasant person when I get up at 9. Why do I keep doing this? Oh, because the early bird catches the worm and there's so much of your day that's lost if you don't get up at 5 o'clock. Again, miss me with that shit. If you want the best part of me, you're gonna let me sleep till 9. Okay. So challenge and unlearn any negative or limiting beliefs that you have about yourself, your worth, and your abilities. And some of these may not even be negative. Some of these may just be, they just don't serve you. And the only reason you do it is because your grandma told you to. But it serves you no purpose. Replace all of these things with beliefs and habits that are good for you. It's about you. I know that's hard for you to wrap your mind around, but get used to saying it's about me. It is about me. Because when you focus on you, everyone else benefits. You want to create space to continue to learn about yourself, to discover new things about you. So that means you got to find some hobbies, dig into your passions, and explore the things that create interest in you. And sometimes you have to do that alone. Alone. You don't always need to take somebody with you so that y'all can sit and have a conversation and y'all can tee hee hee, ha ha ha. Sometimes you just need to go to really feel into your body about if what you're doing is something you want to do again. What comes up for you? Does it activate you in some way? Make you feel sad? Make you feel happy? Sometimes you need to hear yourself. We start talking about that external noise that you don't necessarily need. You gotta spend time alone with yourself, which then sinks us into embracing loneliness. Now, you know, I did an episode, can't tell you off the top of my mind, I think it was last season, the difference between being alone and feeling lonely. Being alone allows for that space for self-discovery, for curiosity, and for growth. And it just helps with your confidence. It makes you hear, it allows you to hear yourself and become dependent on you and what you hear, opposed to what you're hearing on the outside. Again, that external noise that makes it hard for you to know what you want and to hear yourself and trust your gut. And as you are going through this journey, be unapologetic about the abundance that comes, the joy that you experience, and your pure happiness. Embrace it because you deserve it. Yes, you went through this process and this journey and you do it over and over again. But when you feel genuine happiness, even in the midst of things not going right, like we can say now, it is a shit show out in this world today. Pure shit show. That does not mean that you cannot experience abundance, joy, and happiness right now. That's not what that means. If anything, that shows you that you should embrace it. Because it's not promised. And it is your birthright. You don't have to do anything to experience these things. Just you sitting here listening to me today is enough for you to be happy. Just because you'll wake up tomorrow is enough for you to experience abundance and joy. Do not apologize for going in that direction, for following your pleasure, for following your peace. Because them stick in the muds, the ones that don't want this for you, right? The ones that want you to stay at their level, they gonna try you. They gonna try to make you feel some type of way because you glow different. Because things have started coming easier to you because it's aligned. Because there are things that you choose not to do anymore because it just doesn't serve you and it don't feel good. Do not apologize. And celebrate every win, every twist and turn and progress on this journey. Celebrate. You took your first nap in 3 months. Celebrate. You let go of that relationship that you've been trying to let go of for a year, celebrate. And share your journey. Share your journey with your friends and with other Black women. Because again, when we start doing this work, when we show up and we glow up and we are just happy, it's going to be noticed. And I promise you, someone's going to say, you look different. What you been doing? You glowing? Your hair is getting long? What you doing? Cher, I'm following my pleasure. I'm happy. My life is abundant. I experience joy every day, even when it's a hard day. And then when she says, girl, how you do that? You send her this episode and say, Natasha got you. She got me right. She can get you right too. So remember, this is a journey that's not linear. And it's unique to you. So yours may look different than somebody else's. But at the end of the day, it's about reclaiming your power. Getting back to your authentic self. And living this one life with pleasure, joy, and abundance. Okay, it is going through a process of self-love and self-discovery over and over and over again. And this is important because we, those that look like us, live in a world that says that none of this journey that I just took you through is for you. You're not deserving. You are constantly minimized. That it is your job to show up for everyone else. And I dare you to have the audacity to do something different. You carry these burdens of the societal expectations. And all the little microaggressions and systemic challenges that you are going to have to go through every single day. As much as I want to give you a special formula to not have to deal with that, we will. I will, you will, your daughter will, your niece, we will. But we get to take back our power and say, no. There are some things that are in my control. The love that I have for myself, the acceptance that I have for myself, the joy that I'm choosing to show up in, the peace, the abundance, the pleasure. You deserve these things. Even when the message is very clear that you don't. And if you ever question it, come back to this episode. And you don't have to go through all of it, but come back to this section where I am telling you that I love you. I understand you. I witness you. I know how hard it can be sometimes to focus on you, because those around you are going to make it seem like you are doing them a disservice. But I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, you are deserving. You are deserving. You are deserving. Okay? So if this episode fed your soul, if it gave you what you needed in this moment, please rate, please leave a comment, and share this with another Black woman. If you don't do anything today, share this with one Black woman so that she can get on her pleasure journey. Because I promise you, we're going to take over. I have been in community with other Black women that are on the same alignment as me, getting you the information that you need so that you can be part of the takeover. I love you, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. And I hope today's conversation has inspired you to embrace pleasure in all aspects of your life. Remember, your voice matters in this journey. Share your thoughts and experiences by leaving a review, and stay connected with our community by joining our email list. The link is in the show notes. Together, we're redefining what it means to savor life and celebrate the joy in just being you. Until next time, keep prioritizing your pleasure because you are deserving. Take care and stay tuned for more empowering discussions. Bye.